August 14, faith sees beyond the darkness. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37:3. Trust in the Lord. Each day has its burdens, its cares and perplexities. And when we meet, how ready we are to talk of our difficulties and trials. Some are always fearing and borrowing trouble. Every day they are surrounded by the tokens of God's love. Every day they are enjoying the bounties of His providence. But they overlook these present blessings. Why should we be ungrateful and distrustful? Jesus is our friend. All heaven is interested in our welfare, and our anxiety and fear grieve the Holy Spirit of God. We should not indulge in a solicitude which only frets and wears us but does not help us to bear trials. No place should be given to that distrust of God which leads us to make a preparation against future want, the chief pursuit of life, as though our happiness consisted in these earthly things. You may be perplexed in business, your prospects may grow darker and darker, and you may be threatened with loss. But do not become discouraged. Cast your care upon God and remain calm and cheerful. Begin every day with earnest prayer, not omitting to offer praise and thanksgiving. Ask for wisdom to manage your affairs with discretion and thus prevent loss and disaster. Do all you can on your part to bring about favorable results. When relying upon your tried helper, you have done all you can. Accept the result cheerfully. It will not always be gain from the worldling standpoint, but perhaps success might have been the worst thing for you. We want an eye single to the glory of God in all the affairs of life. We want a living faith that holds fast the promises of God no matter how dark the prospect. We are not to look at the things which are seen and judge from the world's standpoint and be ruled by the world's principles, but we are to look at the things which are unseen, eternal.